As I said yesterday, we had a lot of opportunities to win the football game. And every quarter, there was a number of plays that could have been the difference. And unfortunately, we didn't make those plays when we had that opportunity. And before I open it up for questions, I want to get you guys some information about a roster move that we'll be making. Robert Alford had a follow-up exam, and it is determined that he needs to have surgery, and will be having surgery on his wrist today, and he will be going on reserve injured. I wanted you guys to have that for you to disseminate it. So we'll give you that information, and with that, I'll open up for questions.
Yeah, Coach. Who will take his roster spot? Is Ricardo Allen a candidate?
We have not determined how we will make the roster move at this point in time. We have a number of options, you know, this late in the season. It doesn't necessarily always have to be at a certain position, but we will make that determination in the next couple of days.
Sorry, was this something that hadn't shown up before, or was it something that doctors hoped would heal on its own?
Again, he had a follow-up. Jeff, not to get in too much detail, he had a follow-up, which we anticipated after a couple of weeks to see how it was healing, and they determined now that it needs to have surgery. So they went ahead and did the surgery, or they're doing the surgery today.
Coach, any update on Julio's situation or hopes for getting him back for the Saints game this week?
Julio is about where he was yesterday. Our anticipation is that we'll have him ready to go this week. It's going to be important for him to continue to improve. He improved from last week to this week, and we need to get him back out there. And you know, I know it'll be every day what's going on with Julio. I think what we need to do is we need to realize that it's going to be something that's going to happen later on in the week. So maybe we can look at other things and talk about other things before we talk about number 11.
Mike, it's been a persistent theme throughout the year. I mean, you're still in this thing. You still got a shot. Now, with the game against New Orleans coming up, do you manage any differently or coaching differently, knowing that it's going to be literally a playoff game? Because if you lose, your chances of you getting back into the playoffs are very slim. We coach differently.
Coach any differently. We know that it's a must-win game because it's the next game. It's very important. I think everybody's aware of the ramifications. I think it will have an atmosphere of a playoff game. Anytime we go to New Orleans, it does. When we've gone down there, the games have been very competitive. I anticipate that it will be competitive as well. We all understand where we're at. We know that we control our own destiny. It doesn't matter what anyone else does. And the first thing that we have to do is we got to go down and play very well and win the ball game in New Orleans.
Coach, have you identified any common trends the last couple of games in being down a couple of scores, trying to make the comeback late?
We have not started out very consistently on offense the last 2 weeks. As you guys know, we're one of the fastest starting teams over the last 7 years in terms of scoring on their first drive. In the last 2 weeks, we've been very inconsistent. We moved the ball, running it in that first drive, and then we had two incomplete passes that stalled the drive just outside of field goal range. So we weren't able to score points. We had to punt the football. And it's been inconsistency. And when you're not consistent, guys, you don't point to one person. We're all in this together. We know that we have to be better. We've got to be better on the offensive side, the defensive side, and on special teams.
Probably if there was ever a game to get off to a fast start, this one coming up is to get those fans out of the mix.
Absolutely. It's going to be very important for us. And, again, I hope that we'll have a lot of fans there in New Orleans. I know because of the proximity, we usually have a good contingent going down. It'd be nice to see them there in the dome. But it's going to be imperative that we start fast, but we got to finish and play consistently. We've put together spurts of good football this season, and we haven't been able to do it like we need to for 60 minutes. So it's going to be very important that we're consistent.
You guys won so many close games your first 5 years, and, you know, 9-21 over the last 2 years. What's it's hard to say one thing's been, you know, the difference maker, but how's this been for you personally, just the agony of having to deal with so many narrow losses?
We're judged strictly by wins and losses. That's what coaches are judged by. Really, that's what players are judged by as well. And we only get 16 opportunities. Every time we go out there, we know what we're up against and how we're going to be evaluated. So it hurts, but you've got to take each game as a learning experience. And we've learned from those losses, and we've got to continue to learn from what happened yesterday. There were a number of opportunities for us to play, but you don't dwell on them too long, because if you do, then it's going to become your main focus point, and you can't have that. You've got to move on to the next one and figure out how we're going to play better, coach better, and get the outcome that we want the next week.
In some ways, has this year, maybe just because it followed last year, been even more draining on you than last year was?
Well, when you don't win, it's not fun. It's not fun for the players, not fun for the coaches, it's not fun for our fans. It's something that we don't like to do. We don't like to lose, and our guys understand the importance of it. Ultimately, there's one guy that's held responsible for it, and that's the head coach. You know, their head coach's record, he's the only one that really has the record, the team and the head coach. These guys have worked extremely hard, though, Jeff, and they're still playing hard. I think you saw that in the game yesterday. There's no quit in this group. We may have some bad plays and we may have some bad moments as a team and as a coaching staff, but we don't quit.
And gave you the game it needed yesterday to win. I mean, they held Le'Veon Bell at 45 yards on the ground. The guy was exploding prior to that. Did the defense do enough for you guys to win that game yesterday?
Against the run, they obviously did. To hold that offense to 2.0 per carry, 45 yards, and one of the runs was a 13-yard touchdown run that we just misleveraged. They did a very good job on the run. We didn't do a good enough job in the passing game. We've got to be better in the passing game. He was very efficient throwing the football. They threw for 358 yards throwing the football. So we've got to improve there. And, again, that's not just the secondary. That's the linebackers. That's the defensive line. We all contribute to it.
Monday's been increasingly difficult coming in and after a loss, trying to figure out, okay, what do we do differently the next game?
Well, they're not fun on Mondays. When you say difficult, that's part of coaching. There's 16 guys that were smart on the weekend, and 16 guys that weren't. You know, and that's how you look at it. That's how I approach it. And when we don't get the outcome that we want, we've got to make adjustments and try to work through it. And I think we've done it. We haven't been consistent as we needed to be.
After watching the film, what were your takeaways from the red zone performance in the red zone?
We're fifth in the league over the 14 games that we've played. We did not play well in the red zone yesterday. We had an opportunity where we had a minus yardage run play, and that was a tough one, because those yards are hard to get when you're inside the 5 yard line. And then of course we had the penalty. On a play that if we would have converted, it would have wiped the score off the board. So we weren't as consistent as we needed to be. You've got to score touchdowns when you're in the red zone, and we didn't do that.
Coach, would you like from your past game? No, Julio Harry has stepped up before, particularly last year. If Julio can't go this week, what did you see that gives you confidence you guys can have the same success throwing the ball in New Orleans?
Well, I thought we threw the ball fairly well yesterday. I thought Harry had a very good game, had 130 yards in receptions. Roddy was on target, made a couple of big catches during the game. That was a heck of a touchdown catch that he had in the back of the end zone. He had a conversion on an in route, so he did a very good job. Of course, we're a better football team when we have all of our parts. Julio Jones is a big part to our football team. And we, again, we're confident that he's going to be ready to go this week.
How much does he affect you down in the red zone when he's not there?
Oh, he's a big effect. Jeff, I mean, you've got to put resources on number 11 when he's out there. And when that happens, then someone else is going to get a situation that's going to be advantageous to the Atlanta Falcons and get some one-on-ones and things like that. So we got to have all of our parts out there to be as efficient as we possibly can be.
Aren't the same team week one when you play them. You guys obviously aren't the same team, but you head into this matchup obviously knowing the coaching staff and the tendencies and things of that nature. You know, just this matchup with your season on the line, I mean, is it all you would kind of want it to be? Is this a situation you would hope for as a coach?
As you look at where we're at right now and put the 14 weeks behind you, how could you have it any better? You have your complete control of your destiny by going out and taking care of business. One thing I will say, if you look at their starting defense, it's pretty darn close to the same defense that we played in week one. I think Jarius Byrd, the safety, is out, was the starter when we played him in week one. And I believe the rest of them are the same crew. At least when I had my debriefing with our personnel staff, that was the information that I got. So,
would you have thought when you walked out the field at that season opener that either team would be in this situation going into this game?
I knew it was going to be a competitive division race. It always is in the NFC South. Every year that we've been here, it's nobody's really run away with it. And that's the case again this year. Is it a unique year? Yes. Has it happened before? Absolutely. In 2010, the Seattle Seahawks won the division and were 7-9. And the New Orleans Saints had to go out there as a wild card team with an 11-5 record. And the Seattle Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks beat them. So it's not like this is the first time it's happened in 25 years. It does happen. We've been in situations where we've had to go play as a wild card team, a team that won their division that had a worse record than we did. We had to do it in 2008 when we went out to Arizona. We were 11-5. They were 9-7. They ended up a 9-7 team that went and played in the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2011, we were a 10-6 football team. We had to go to the New York Giants. We're the wild card team. We had to go to play the New York Giants, who were 9-7, and happened to win the Super Bowl that year. So this is not a unique thing. You've got to get into the second season. That's what everybody's goal is. And when it's all said and done, you're not going to remember what your seed was, what your record was. It's that you're in the second season, and that's our goal every single year. And the easiest way and the clearest path to the second season is to win your division. That's the way the NFL has it set up. Lots of people may not agree with it, but that's the way that's the way it is.
Do you think that should ever change? I know you wouldn't ever change it this year, obviously.
But, in terms of the
objectively,
again, I've never really thought about it. I don't think outside the box too often in terms of what the league has. This is the rules, and this is how they're in place. Are they fair? Depends on what side of the coin you're on. I would say that that's the way that the rules are. We've been on that side. We've been there. And till they change it, that's the rules. It's just like, hey, illegal contact, right? We've got to adjust. This is how it's going to be played. There's no reason to even have that conversation until the league and the competition committee says, all right, this is what is going to happen. We're going to change the rules, and the seeding order is going to change based on win-loss records. Right now we have four divisions. In the AFC and the NFC, and the division winners have an automatic invitation to play in the playoffs.
Coach, a lot of guys in the locker room yesterday couldn't talk enough about Matt Ryan's toughness coming back from the hit he endured, throwing the touchdown to Devin. Can you just kind of talk more about what you've seen from Matt throughout his time here and his toughness?
Matt's a tough guy now. You know, to stand in there and take the hit that he took and be able to gather himself and come back in a couple plays later and throw the touchdown pass is a, you know, it shows his toughness and his resiliency. You know, Matt has always been a guy that can stand in the pocket. We did a fairly good job yesterday in terms of keeping him on his feet for the most part. Did not give up a sack. I think it was the first time this season. Again, I think we continue to improve as an offensive, you know, as an offensive line. On that specific play, they just had us outnumbered. And that's, you know, that's one where the quarterback shows his toughness to sit in there and hold, you know, sit in there and hold the ball.
From a personal perspective, how has this season been for, like, your family? You know, does it wear on them as much as it wears on you?
You know, I've got a great coach's wife. She doesn't pay attention to what's going on. You know, her focus is to take care of my daughter. She's a mom. You know, she's not a coach. She's not the head coach's wife. She's the mom of our 14-year-old daughter, and that's her focus.
It's generally tough for those, isn't it, for wives and families to vote to block out the outside stuff than it is for coaches. I mean, you guys are sort of in a bubble in a building. Isn't it often tougher for families to block out that other stuff?
Well, I think maybe for certain families. I know for my family, it's not an issue. I think they have their life. I have my life. This is my job. You know, when I come home, we try not to talk about football. We try to talk about Spanish 2, algebra class. Do we still have an A, you know, or we, those are the things that we, you know, that we talk about.
Just
Spanish 2, good. Yeah, she had a project she was working on that I helped her with last night. Coached her through it.
Hey, Coach, this is on my list here. Any update on William and John?
John Osamoa left the game yesterday with back tightness, and he's going to be day to day. Right now, when we go out there on Wednesday, I don't anticipate him being a full participant in practice. William Moore, I think, will continue to be a guy that has to get treatment over the next couple of days, and we'll see where he's at. Again, I think both of those guys were very close. I know that you guys, somebody asked me after the game yesterday about, you know, well, was this a decision based on what happens in the next 2 weeks? Is this why the guys didn't play or not? No, that wasn't the decision. But we were darn close to having both those guys play yesterday.
Coach, how important is it for your defense to come away with turnovers? That's something that's been fairly well, it worked well for you guys when you guys have been successful.
Yes, it has. The last 2 weeks, we've not been able to turn the ball over on defense, and that's you know, that's critical. You've got to get turnovers. We had done a very good job. We were in the top 5 2 weeks ago in terms of creating turnovers. In the last 2 weeks, we haven't been able to do that. And it's going to be critical this week against a very good offense that, you know, we have what we call our go-to sheet that talks about the different things that our opponent does very well. You know, and offensively, they do a number of things well in terms of scoring points, yards, passing yards, first down efficiency, third down efficiency, creating explosive plays. And it's going to be important for us to win the turnover battle. The games usually come down, whether it's played in Atlanta or whether it's played in New Orleans. Historically, I don't think there's been but one game down in New Orleans that it's been more than a one-score game since we've been here. And I think it's the same thing when they come to Atlanta. It's going to be a competitive football game. Sean is going to have his team ready to go. You know, they're going to be coming off of the game tonight. We're going to be watching that game there. We'll, as a coaching staff, we'll catch the fourth the fourth quarter, maybe the ending part of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, probably get a chance to watch it on TV and get prepared. You know, it's going to be a fun time.
The line. Is there a chance that you might be take more risks that you wouldn't take before? Maybe go for it on fourth down in the red zone or something like that, or try those fake punts and onside kick things like that? Because Sean has certainly done that throughout his career, but with all that's on the line, are you more likely to take chances?
Again, it's going to be based on whether you have the look to do that. And I think if you've noticed, I don't think there's been very many fake field goals this season in the NFL because of the rules change. The rule change of not being able to have an overload basically takes away the opportunity to fake field goals because you've got a balanced look. You're not outmanning them. In years past, you've watched teams that'll fake field goals if you put seven on one side and have four on the other side. So, you've got to have the look, or you've got to have something that tells you that you're going to be able to run a fake field goal. We're going to do whatever we have to do to have one more point than our opponent, and that's the goal. That's the goal every time we go out and play.
Coach, are you pleased with what you're getting from the rookie class this year, and then how's Tyler Starr been developing?
Well, Tyler's not been able to be up and active on our 46-man roster, but Rashid Hageman has made some plays for us. He had a big play in the game yesterday, a TFL. He's blocked two field goals, so he's done a very good job. Devontae Freeman has created some explosive plays for us as well. And you've got to say that Jake Matthews has played at a very high level, especially over the last 6 weeks. I thought Jake was very good in his pass protection yesterday. He's going to be everything that the Atlanta Falcons expected. He's going to man that left tackle position for a very long time. Prince Shimbo is splitting time about 50%, maybe 40% of the snaps on defense with Joplo Bartu. So when we have a two linebacker scheme, so he's doing some nice things, and they've all contributed on special teams. Dez Southward is playing in our some of our packages on defense. You see his ability to run. You see his ability on special teams. The one thing about young guys are going to make young mistakes. They're going to do things that veteran players don't do because it's a learning experience for these guys. It's all new for them. Did I leave anybody out?
Frowell and Allen, but
right,
he's injured,
and Ricardo is on our practice squad. And Ricardo's been working extremely hard. I will say this about Sproul. He looks like he's put on about 20 pounds in the weight room. He is looking really good, and he's been working hard, just like I think the other nine guys that we have on reserve injured. We forget about those guys, but they're still here working hard, working on their rehab. Some of them are at different spots and are working with guys, actually in the weight room now. They've kind of graduated from the training room and have moved into the weight room.
Especially talking about the IR guys, I think I saw Joe Hawley on the sidelines yesterday really encouraging his teammates. And a lot of times you don't see that with IR guys, at games. And I thought that was, very indicative of the closeness of the team.
Yeah, it was great to have Joe back. We'll get Joe, we get Joe back because he's able to defend himself on the sideline now. He's far enough along in his rehab that they feel like he's going to be able to move around. But Joe's a great teammate, and all of those guys. It's funny, the offensive linemen that we have on reserve injured, we go in there and they come in, they show up together. Offensive linemen do everything together. They're in there for treatment together, and they're working extremely hard.
Okay, guys and girls, thank you.
Mascot didn't play yesterday. Was that a coaching decision?
That is a coaching decision, yes.